Thank you, Mr. President. And we had actually come to the Conference on Disarmament with great hopes this year that we will be able to agree on a program of work and get on with our business. However, it is a matter of great regret that my country has to just keep expressing regrets on positions of countries to deny legitimate UN member states from participating in the work on the Conference on Disarmament. It is quite unfortunate, and it is going to dent the credibility of this conference. How are we going to negotiate legally binding instruments that would have universal appeal and universal acceptance? So I must urge the countries that have decided to block other members from participating in the work of conference to reconsider their positions and see that our work is carried out in a cordial and amicable spirit with the collegiate atmosphere which we work with. I do understand that there are differences among member states. They have positions, but those can certainly be discussed in this forum. No member is denied to express its views. And you also have rights of responses to be able to respond to any statements, any allegations that are made on a member country. But this is not the right way to proceed and deny members opportunities to participate in the work of the conference. And I think it is a matter of great regret, and it is a bad day for the conference. I thank you, Mr. President.